1690 AM.
For CJLO News, this is Ahmed Mujtahid. A 42-year-old psychiatric rehab assistant is suing the City of Montreal and SPVM officers for an arrest that was the result of racial profiling. Ashton Boudou, a black man of West Indian Trinidadian descent, was arrested in May 2015 on a criminal charge of impaired driving. A video captured two Montreal police officers standing outside Boudou's car moments after one of them smashed his driver's side window. The video also showed one of the police officers spraying Boudou in the face three times with pepper spray. Boudou was then detained for 6 hours. Recently, a Montreal municipal court judge ruled that the evidence for the impaired driving was practically non-existent. He added that Boudou's subsequent detention was unnecessary, abusive, and illegal. Boudou will receive a compensation of roughly $93,000. Besides the damages, the suit also seeks to have the SPVM ordered to provide better training for officers to prevent future instances of racial profiling.
The RCMP are now considering Cam McLeod and Briar Schmigelski as suspects in the Dee's Lake suspicious death and the double homicide of Lucas Fowler and China Dee's. We're asking for the public, if you spot Briar or Cam, consider them dangerous. Do not approach. Take no action and call immediately 911.
This was Sergeant Janelle Shoyhead from the RCMP providing the latest updates on the northern British Columbia killings. On July 15, near Liard Hot Springs, the bodies of 24-year-old American China Dee's and her 23-year-old Australian boyfriend Lucas Fowler were found. Police revealed they had been shot. The two suspects linked to another homicide in Dee's Lake have now left British Columbia and have been traveling in northern Saskatchewan in a gray 2011 Toyota RAV4. According to the latest World Happiness Report, Finland is the happiest country in the world for a second year in a row. Canada came in 9th place. The World Happiness Report was released by the Sustainable Development Solutions Network for the United Nations. It ranks countries on 6 key variables that support well-being: income, freedom, trust, healthy life expectancy, social support, and generosity. Not only native-born residents are taken into account, but also immigrants. The rankings of the world's happiest countries came from an analysis of data from surveys in 156.
This is the band Death Sticks from Ottawa. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the CJLO Session Special. This is the show where we play live and archival sessions recorded right here in the CJLO oven. This week we had Montreal's experimental dark pop duo Drag Queen into the station. They are going to be performing tonight at Casa del Popolo as part of the Slut Island Music Festival, so be sure to go and check them out. Just before we get into the session, here are some of the other artists sharing the stage with Drag Queen tonight. This is Fighting in the Suburbs by New York City artist Transgender VHS on 1690 AM and CJLO.com. I'm sorry.
This is Avalon from Inland Island. We have a new release called Salbum coming out on July 26th, and you can tune in next Thursday to hear us performing live on CJLO Sessions. All my favorite singers are dead or alive. Guess I always wanted it that way. If I had to believe in something, it's that everyone can sing and we'll all be in a choir someday.
Are you looking to advertise your upcoming event at an affordable price? CJLO's got you covered. From on-air ads to website banners and even live broadcasts, we got it all. Check out www.cjlo.com/advertise for more information and the ways we can help you promote your event. CJLO, we're getting louder.
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
Mrs. Robinson, you're trying to seduce me.
And have the iconic sounds of cinema?
And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than...
Well, tune in to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds every Tuesday from 8 to 9 a.m.
Only on CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal with your hosts Remy
and Danny.
Hi, this is Tobin from Rexop and you're listening to CJLO in Montreal.
You're listening to the session special here on CJLO 1690 AM and CJLO.com. We had Drag Queen into the studio earlier this week to perform a live set. You can also catch Drag Queen during the Slut Island Music Festival tonight at 9 p.m. at Casa del Popolo. We just heard tracks by Sori, Jane Harm, and Transgender VHS, who are some of the artists who will be sharing the stage with Drag Queen tonight. So be sure to check that out. Now for the studio performance by Drag Queen here on the CJLO Session Special.
treat me. Oh, this anxiety, it takes a hold of me. It takes control of me. A dark red dress off of my lips. It's not the shame, I can't hear it.
Oh! Drag Queen, and you're listening to CJLO Sessions.
Ready for some thrills, spills, chills, and kills? Fantasia, North America's premier genre film festival, takes over the downtown campus of Concordia University once again. Come get your frights and delights with incredible features and shorts from around the world from July 11th to August 1st. CJLO DJs spin live between films in the Hall Theater every day of the festival. Visit FantasiaFestival.com for more information on movies, tickets, and showtimes. And be sure to listen to CJLO and check out CJLO.com for your chance to win tickets. This is all brought to you by CJLO 1690 AM and the fine boys and ghouls at
Fantasia!
Join us every Tuesday night at midnight on CJLO for Floydian Slip. It's an hour of music by Pink Floyd. It's Craig Bailey, your host for an hour from the dark side of the moon. An hour of Pink Floyd, Floydian Slip, every Tuesday night at midnight, right here on 1690 AM CJLO. Learn more online at floydianslip.com.
What's up, everybody? This is Simone from Epica, and you're listening to CJLO Radio Concordia.
Yeah, so I'm here with the members of Drag Queen, who came in to do a session today. How are y'all doing? Do you want to introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Mitch. I play some synthesizers.
I'm Lise. I do vocals.
Cool. Yeah, I was excited to catch y'all. You've been playing a lot, it seems, this summer, doing lots of festivals, too. I saw you played Obey and Suoni, and you're playing Slut Island next week.
And we're also playing a festival in Newfoundland. Yeah.
What's that one?
Out of Earshot.
Oh, word.
Yeah.
I've heard good things.
Yeah, I mean, that's where I'm from, so it's nice to go home and see my friends play, and yeah.
It's really nice because we're doing, like, home shows this summer.
Yeah.
Because we just did Halifax for Obey, so it's, like, a nice little thing.
Yeah.
Word, yeah. Yeah, so you, synth vocals, I don't know, do you want to talk a bit about, like, how do you, what's your songwriting process like, or how did this happen, this project?
Well, she used to come to my cafe and be like, I'm starting to write music. I'm doing these things. I was like, you want gear? Do you need gear? Do you need help? Can I do anything for you? And
yeah. I was, I started borrowing some gear and then was like, hey, can you come to the jam space and help me work this? And do you want to come practice with me? And then now we're in a band.
Trapped forever.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how that started.
Yeah. And at that point, songwriting was just, you'd have weird samples on the vocal beats or vocal sample setup, and it would be like sick noise, and then we'd just turn into
something audible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that kind of still how you do it? Like, Lise, you come to Mitch with your ideas and then you two flesh them out together?
Not so much in that same way. I haven't really brought any stripped down beats or anything to practice. As we kind of have been working together more and more, they just we've kind of synced up in terms of what we are aiming for with the project. So every time we go to write something, Mitch will come with not even the skeleton of a song, basically something that you've made that just matches kind of perfectly with the group of lyrics that I was writing for that. And it's kind of just syncing up really, really well.
Yeah. I mean, it's gotten easier, obviously.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't touched a sampler in some time because I don't understand it.
Fair. But I mean, whatever you're doing, it seems like it's working. It sounds good. The stuff you played today here, is that newer stuff, or
we had to play show with many other a bunch of other DJs. So instead of playing a song and then stopping and playing another song, we wrote just a longer set so that we could just play continuously for the vibe. And then we've just been rewriting that and adding things to it for 3 months
about
that.
Yeah
so
this the songs themselves, a lot of them are from when we first started. Some of them are from when we first started. I think two of them now.
Yeah.
I think we flushed a lot of the other ones out. But yeah, just like kind of like kept reworking them and evolving them. Mm-hmm. And now we have where we are now.
Yeah.
Cool. And I was checking out your Bandcamp and like there's a couple of things on there, but do you have plans to release any more of the music in the near future?
Yeah. Just finding time to record and do the things is not super easy.
I think for a little while I had kind of a sort of loose plan to try to like record something by and like put it out by September, but that's absolutely not practical.
Considering you work more than you sleep.
Well, what? I'm busy.
Understood. Yeah, I mean, don't rush it. You can't rush it.
Yeah, I think that's where we've landed. Mm-hmm. Is that we don't want to rush anything, and we kind of want to like write new stuff if we're going to release anything. Just because we've been with a lot of these songs for like quite some time now.
Yeah, and it helps to rewrite them to make them feel good again. Yeah. But finding time between like rehearsing new sets for shows and then also writing at the same time is like not super. I don't know. It's not easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're working. Yeah.
Busy.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
But it's also like, I don't know, summer is like the time to like have fun, play shows with your friends and stuff.
Yeah.
Not the time to record, maybe. Wait until the desolate winter.
Yeah. I think I'm much happier doing shows rather than being in studio or like in jam space all summer.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Have you played any shows so far this summer that you were like really stoked on?
I don't think I've been mad about any shows in the past long time. It's been really nice.
All of the shows that we've played this summer have actually been really sick. Really, really good. Like good lineups. Good crowd.
Yeah.
I was really stoked about Obey, mm-hmm. only because I'm like from Halifax, so it was really nice to go back. And then all the ones that we've done here and have coming up I'm just like amply excited about. So
anyone like notable that you've played with that you were like really excited to play with? Or
Liz Brain and Doug
was super sick.
So good. Their live set was also like not what the recordings are like at all, and it was like
it was
big surprise in like a real fun way.
It was really unreal.
Yeah.
I was also like Liz Brain and Doug definitely are up there. I was also really excited to play with Hyde when mm-hmm. we played with them at Swoney. Yeah. And the hits just keep on coming. Yeah. There's a lot of like good stuff on like shows coming up. So yeah.
This is gonna be airing on July 25th?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that evening, y'all are playing the Slut Island Music Festival here in Montreal. Do you want to hype up that show?
Yeah.
Who are you going to be playing with?
So we're going to be playing that show with Hypher, Transgender VHS, Sori, Jane Harms, and Mandy at CASA on the 25th.
Cool. So people can go see you there. I'm looking at the schedule. It says 9 p.m.
Yeah. And also next door on Bar Side, I'm pretty sure it's Gay Arab Night as well, which is also like a super sick event to check out. So it's like CASA is going to be
the place to
be.
Yeah, sounds fully. Amazing. Is there anything that you're listening to that you feel like is like driving you or like inspiring your music or anyone you want to shout out?
Honestly, my taste in music is awful.
Yeah,
I've only been listening to absolute trash lately.
I've been going down a weird, weird place for music lately.
Mm. Wait, what are you doing? You don't want to say it. I don't want to say it either.
Yeah, I truly just basically I've revisited some like '90s Canadian, specifically Montreal classics that I am not proud of. Revisiting, but
I've been listening to Sarah McLachlan on loop. Surfacing, that record is front to back. I think the best sounding record ever made in Canada.
That record is like very, very good.
That's the least embarrassing thing I've been listening to.
Word
for sure.
National treasure. I didn't think you can be. You can own that.
Yeah, she used to play in like a post-punk band before not being in a post-punk band. Yeah.
That makes cool sense. Facts. That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Like, is it, was Surfacing her first album? No.
I don't know.
But that has...
But she was on Network, like,
yeah,
Network Records.
But like, that has, like, Sweet Surrender and Building a Mystery on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to name one like, of her songs, it's going to be on there.
They're yeah, like, so like those songs definitely have a vibe.
Yeah.
Like, definitely have a post-punky background vibe.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, she was, like, like the second song, I can't remember what it's called, but it sounds like Cocteau Twins version
yeah,
of
exactly.
Enya.
Yeah,
exactly. Like,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, noted. Revisit Sarah McLachlan. Good to know. Mm. Is there anything else you want to let people know? Go to your show?
Yeah. come to the Slut Island show. It's going to be really, really good.
Yeah.
And also just check out the entirety of the Slut Island Festival because it's just like it's the lineups are unreal.
For real,
I can't believe it. Like, wow. That's all I have too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. And where can people hear your music other than going to your show?
Just Bandcamp.
Yeah.
I mean,
just Bandcamp.
I think we're pretty Googleable these days.
Yeah.
Right. Do we come up? Do you know?
Yes. I have Googled us and we do.
All right, cool.
Yeah. If you just Google it, our Bandcamp and like social media stuff comes up, but there's not tons up there yet, but go check it out. It's a fun time.
So go Google Drag Queen. Sick. Cool. Well, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
listening to